This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As you read through the last book of the Bible, Revelation, look for every reference to Jesus Christ. Ask God for a deeper spiritual insight into the person of Jesus Christ. In chapter 1, verse 5, he is referred to, along with the Father and the Spirit, as the faithful witness. According to Isaiah 55, 4, he was sent to be a witness of God. Did he do it? Listen to his prayer in John 17, 4. I have brought you glory on earth. And verse 6, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me. Verse 8, I gave them the words you gave me. Verse 14, I have given them your word. Verse 26, I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known. And in John 18:37, Jesus declared unto Pilate, For this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. These and many other references demonstrate that Jesus Christ truly was a trustworthy and faithful witness. He is also identified in verse 5 as the firstborn from the dead. Paul proclaimed that in many of his books as the basis for our resurrection hope. He especially emphasized this in 1 Corinthians 15, where he says, Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. In Christ, all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. Christ, the firstfruits, then, when he comes, those who belong to him. He is also identified as the ruler of the kings of the earth. This title will be mentioned again and illustrated throughout the book. Take note of these titles and descriptions and use them as a basis for worshiping him.